Now joining me is fifth-year Thunder Basin Bolthead basketball coach Rory Williams. Hey, Rory, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Chris?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Now, your squad is playing its best basketball right now, highlighted by two wins over the past 2 weeks over number two teams. Your team has won 7 straight and 13 of 14. What has impressed you most about your team's latest performances?
I just think how we're playing on the defensive end. Obviously, we've had some nights where we shot it pretty well, and we've been pretty efficient on the offensive end. But, defense has just been there. A lot of those, 13 out of 14 wins. We've locked down some pretty good teams, and our guys just continue to buy into what we're doing, and they realize that's what's going to get us to the next level.
Now, your team is flashy. They're exciting to watch. It's an exciting brand of basketball. But with that, they're also gritty, blue-collar. They make a lot of junkyard dog-type plays throughout a game. Where did this team get its identity from?
I think from each other. They're all multi-sport athletes. They all like to compete. And so they've had to win a lot of basketball games playing that way. I mean, when the Thunder Basin Bolts walk into the gym, there's not a lot of guys that just go, wow, look at those guys. They're all about the same size. They're all about the same weight. And there's a certain way how you have to do things to win, with that size. They're all good athletes, but they don't wow you with their athleticism. L.A. does. But after that, it gets kind of interesting. They've made it work with what we have, and they continue to take pride in how they do it, and hopefully it continues to work.
You play a Campbell County team that has lost 13 straight, but they have some shooters, and they're going to bring their A game in this rivalry matchup. What is the main message to your team going into this contest?
It's going to be an emotional night. It's senior night. Obviously, it's a crosstown rival game. They had us on the ropes at their place a few weeks ago. So, like you said, they're going to play hard. We're going to play hard. When they shoot as many threes as they do, that's always dangerous. So, we have to do some really good things on the defensive end. But, the main thing is we have to control our emotions, because there's going to be a lot of that tomorrow night, myself included. So, it's going to be a great atmosphere. What a fun time to be a high school basketball player in Gillette. And, 7:30 can't get here soon enough.
That is for sure, Rory. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks, Chris.